Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong practitioners' cases dismissed after appeals from lawyers and family. India, Falun Dafa books in Bengali language in great demand at Kolkata Book Fair 2017. Portuguese signed Falun Gong petition to stop forced organ harvesting. Practitioners in Latvia raise awareness of persecution of Falun Gong. 80-year-old man serving 11 and a half years in prison for his faith in Falun Gong. And Art of Jenshan Ren exhibition touches hearts at University of British Columbia. Now for the stories. Falun Gong practitioners' cases dismissed after appeals from lawyers and family. In the suppression of Falun Gong for the past 18 years, public servants who were meant to carry out the law and protect the people have been breaking the law and harming innocent citizens. However, there have been officials who, when presented with the persecution facts, heeded the call to conscience. A successful appeal in Liaoning Province and similar other cases are hopeful signs of a developing movement toward justice in China. Two Liaoning practitioners' cases dropped. Two Falun Gong practitioners in Tiling County went to Baichi Town in November 2016 to distribute calendars that contained information about Falun Gong. Police there arrested and detained them. The Tiling County Procuratorate brought an indictment to the Tiling Court, and a hearing was planned. Family members of these two practitioners got two lawyers to defend them. The lawyers explained to officials that neither the Chinese constitution nor existing laws justified the suppression of Falun Gong. The lawyers also cited several examples in history in which a totalitarian regime led to the lawless persecution of certain groups. Whether it was the Holocaust or the Cultural Revolution in China, law enforcement officers faced serious consequences at a later time for obeying orders to commit murder instead of acting upon their conscience. Family members of these two practitioners also contacted court officials, providing testimonies on the benefits of Falun Gong. Court officials accepted the information and agreed to process the case based on the law. They also suggested that the families submit a written appeal on behalf of the detained practitioners. A decision was then made by the court officials to dismiss the case and return the files to the Tiling County Procuratorate, which also announced that they would not pursue the case any further. Meanwhile, inside the detention center, these two practitioners talked to other detainees about Falun Gong and the persecution. Many inmates were impressed and showed support. When the practitioners were released on February 17th, everyone in the cells and guards sent farewell and wished them well. A similar incident occurred with practitioners in Jizhou City, Hubei Province.
India. Falun Dafa books in Bengali language in great demand at Kolkata Book Fair 2017. Kolkata, known as Calcutta during the period of British rule in India, is the capital of the state of West Bengal, India, and has often been dubbed as the cultural and literary capital of India. Local practitioners of the spiritual practice Falun Dafa secured a booth for the third year in succession at the popular Kolkata Book Fair, the world's largest non-trade book fair, Asia's largest book fair, and the most attended book fair in the world, with some 2 million annual attendees. Practitioners in Kolkata were supported by practitioners from Bangalore, Nagpur, and Pune, as well as from Vietnam and Korea. There was an overwhelming response, and the Falun Dafa booth was crowded with practitioners demonstrating and teaching the exercises and giving out flyers. Since the communist regime in West Bengal lasted for 34 years and ended around 8 years ago, elderly people could relate to the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. People were drawn to Falun Dafa books in the local Bengali language and purchased them. Often, as we were packing up for the day, people would come back on their way home to buy the books, as if they did not want to miss out on something so precious. Many people who purchased the books came back to buy a set for their relatives. This year, the practitioners adopted a strategy that would encourage all those who purchased Dafa books to also learn the first exercise while they were there. This worked very well, since most of them said they could feel the energy and a sense of lightness and wanted to follow up on the exercises later. One family who had purchased Dafa books last year and taken up the practice told people how they had benefited and encouraged many to buy the books. Some elderly people who purchased the books said that the good translation in the local language made it easier for them to understand. They also said that they were amazed at how their aches and pains had lessened after reading a little bit and were convinced that the book had amazing power. The practitioners got a time slot and an opportunity this year to demonstrate the exercises on a special stage. Many people came and actively participated when practitioners taught the exercises. All practitioners who participated in the Kolkata Book Fair felt that it was a great opportunity to reach out to so many people and create awareness of Falun Dafa. Local practitioners have organized follow-up sessions to teach the exercises. They look forward to participating again next year and are already planning even better ways to reach out to more people.
Portuguese signed Falun Gong petition to stop forced organ harvesting. Falun Gong practitioners in Portugal collected signatures on a petition in Lisbon on February 19, 2017. The petition called for an end to the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners for profit. Local residents and tourists from all over the world were very supportive. Every week, Falun Gong practitioners tell people about the practice of Falun Gong and let them know about the persecution. This week, they also collected signatures. They held their activities at Portuguese Pavilion Expo 98, a busy shopping district in Lisbon. Many people stopped to ask for information and sign the petition. Three generations of one family stopped at the Falun Gong booth to ask for information. They were surprised to learn that innocent people were being persecuted. It was the first time they had heard about the CCP's forced organ harvesting. The young man in the family said, "The entire world should stand together and stop the persecution." A young couple signed the petition to show their support for Falun Gong. The woman was very saddened to hear about the persecution. She said, "Everyone should sign the petition. If I ever see Falun Gong collecting signatures again, I will certainly sign." A man from Britain said that he taught at a university in Hong Kong and had heard about the persecution of Falun Gong. He signed the petition to express his condemnation of forced organ harvesting. More than 10 Chinese, including immigrants, students, and tourists, decided to quit the communist organizations after hearing the facts about the persecution.
Practitioners in Latvia raise awareness of persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners in Latvia visited three cities, Ventspils, Liepāja, and the capital, Riga, to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese Communist Party. Latvia has a population of over 2 million and is located in northeastern Europe. Local practitioners first learned Falun Gong in 1997 and often do the exercises in groups in public parks. The Freedom Monument in Riga is a popular tourist attraction. Many visitors and local residents signed a petition condemning the persecution in China. Some mentioned that they had met practitioners in other countries. Chinese tourists took photos, read the posters describing Falun Gong and the persecution, and took informational materials to read. One Chinese woman signed the petition and said she was aware of the Communist Party's brutality. She took a photo with a practitioner and wished them success. She also explained the persecution to her companions, who were shocked. Three students asked why the practitioners were holding the event. One practitioner explained that Falun Gong is a self-cultivation practice, why the CCP is persecuting the group, and the Chinese regime's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. The students said that they had new understanding of the world as they had never heard of these atrocities. One student said she would tell her family and friends. They thanked the practitioner for letting them know about the persecution.
An 80-year-old man serving 11 and a half years in prison for his faith in Falun Gong. When Mr. Liu Dianwan's daughter visited him in Shenyang's number one prison in early 2017, he was in a wheelchair and looked very weak and emaciated. Mr. Liu, now 80, is serving an 11.5-year term for suing former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin, who ordered the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. The judge charged him with using a cult organization to undermine law enforcement, a standard pretext used by the Chinese Communist Party to imprison Falun Gong practitioners. Mr. Liu's wife, Ms. Liu Yufeng, was denied visitation because she practiced Falun Gong. Mr. Liu was arrested on November 9, 2015, while visiting his sister. He had been forced to leave home and had gone from place to place since 2010 to avoid arrest. The Jianping County Court tried him on April 7, 2016. According to his family who attended the trial, Mr. Liu looked pale and appeared to be suffering from memory loss during the trial. He had been strong and sharp before being arrested. Mr. Liu was thrown into prison even though he failed to meet the minimal physical requirements for imprisonment. Since the persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999, Mr. Liu has been repeatedly arrested and sentenced for his faith. Prior to the latest lengthy sentence, Mr. Liu had spent 7 years in prison between 2001 and 2008. When he was finally released after 7 years of torture, on July 31, 2008, he was skin and bones. He couldn't stand up straight and coughed up blood frequently. He resumed doing the Falun Gong exercises and gradually recovered. While he was imprisoned, his wife was arrested in 2002 and sentenced to 3 years of forced labor, leaving their two teenage children to stay at home alone. After being released in 2004, she rode a bike more than 100 miles to visit her husband, but was blocked outside the prison by the guards. She was allowed to see him the second time she biked there, and the couple burst into tears upon seeing each other. The couple was arrested again in 2010. Mr. Liu managed to escape from the police detention facility, while his wife was sentenced to another 4 years. After years of going from place to place, Mr. Liu was arrested again in 2015 and given the heavy sentence of 11.5 years.
Art of Zhen Shanren exhibition touches hearts at University of British Columbia. The Art of Zhen Shanren International Exhibition was held at the University of British Columbia on February 13th through the 17th, 2017. Many students, teachers, and staff attended, as did members of the public. Touched by what they saw, many signed a petition opposing the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong. Ray Tahiri, a senior lecturer at the university, viewed the paintings carefully and said that he thought that they should win prizes. He wrote in the guest book, "All are solemn works, impressive and unforgettable." Among the visitors were students, visitors, and local residents of Chinese descent. They came to ask for information and materials about Falun Gong. A lady visiting her daughter in Vancouver said that she especially came to get information about Falun Gong. She said, "The Chinese Communist Party is an evil organization. The party persecutes Falun Gong while covering up the brutality of the persecution and spreading lies to mislead the public." Her husband, who is an artist, was persecuted by the party in the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989. She thought that the paintings were very good. She especially came to the exhibition to talk with practitioners to get more information and express her support.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.